Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the U Up Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. It is great to be back here with you, Jordana. We love a Sunday special, especially when it's a holiday weekend.
I know. Long weekend.
Happy 4th, right?
July 4th. Best weekend of the summer, potentially.
Love it. I mean, also, what a perfect time for us to do like a bite-sized episode for people to like share with a friend. And
yeah.
Let people know. Like, this is for your road trip. This is great car fodder. On your way home, you're all hungover. You went to a beach. You went and got some sun. You know, your friend is in the driver's seat and you go, let's discuss
a friend
someone else's problems.
Crying because some guy ignored her at the 4th of July party.
That's right.
Send her this episode or one of the episodes.
Some guy in like a back-to-back World War Champs t-shirt or some crap like that. And
exactly. And she's,
you know,
been
some douche.
American flag bikini. She broke it out just for this, just to be ignored.
Yeah, no. Sorry,
am I projecting my own bad 4th of July experiences?
Did that happen?
I don't think I was wearing a 4th of July bikini, but I was. I definitely had it regrettable. Like, I hooked up with the guy I shouldn't have hooked up with 4th of July weekend. You know, there's something about that energy.
The weekend has a lot of energy. If you like, it's a great single weekend because you're like, okay, we're out. There's a reason to be out. It's mixed friend groups. We're maybe taking a trip or we're at a place that we're not normally.
Yeah.
There's just that. It oozes. Let's French kiss.
Totally. I feel like it's a time of year for like events with people that you know and then some other people that you don't know. But it's like usually there's like a party where you could meet some outer circle people.
The loose connections that we even say is the how you meet the next girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever you're looking for, you know?
Exactly. It's warm. Great week. I feel like this is a single person's weekend.
I agree. I'm going to be out there with my freak flag flying. I'll be in my bikini, my American flag bikini, getting after it.
It's funny that there are like certain times of year and certain holiday weekends and certain events where it's like more fun to be single and certain events where you're like, it'd be much nicer to be in a relationship.
Oh my God. You know, like Valentine's Day, great time to be
holidays,
in a relationship. Holidays.
Even New Year's.
By a fire, wearing, you know, matching sweaters. I get it. 4th of July, get out of here, you old bags. We want single energy here.
Yeah, there's not, it's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're single this time of year, 4th of July weekend,
this is
like, soak it in. You know, it won't be like this every year. One day you'll be married.
Take it from Auntie Jordana.
You'll know exactly how the weekend's going to go. It's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be nice, but you know exactly how it's going to go. And there's something about I feel like there's something really exciting about just being single and having no idea where the weekend will take you.
Totally agree. I mean, this email is kind of on that subject of like the friend of a friend, you know, the will they, won't they story that kind of comes up around this time of year. And people, if you're out there, you got to come to our live show, Chicago, Austin, and New York City. Get those tickets. Go to betches.co/uuplive. Get your tickets. Get involved. I'm also on the road. I got Raleigh, Springfield, Missouri. I got Providence. I got all these shows. JaredFried.com for tickies. I also have the U updates on my calendar. Are we ready, Jordana? Let's do it.
I'm ready. Okay.
So this is a deal reveal. We got the text. What does he really mean by I like you as a friend?
What does he mean by the clearest statement in the history of clear statements?
Okay. I thought the same thing when I read that. I was like, read it again. That's what he meant.
Right.
That's like, the end of the episode, everybody. Good night, everybody. We solved dating again.
I feel like it's so much harder to interpret things that are like positive as to, like, you know what I mean? Are they really that positive? Like, what does it mean when he says I like you? What does it mean when he says, like, I want you to meet my friends? It's like, when it's negative, like, it's usually pretty clear.
Well, I mean, something we've noticed, we talked about it after our live shows. We've been doing these setups, okay? And we set the two people up on a date, and they come on stage and talk about the date. The one thing that I know that I've noticed, and I think we talked about this a little bit, is the men are always, as I've said on this podcast many times, the men are always going to be just positive enough to be nice. Yes. And they're going to speak to you, and they want you to get the hint. And the women are going to speak to it in a way where they go, nah, or fuck yeah.
Right.
And the guys are always like, even it is just interesting to see it play out on stage. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. It's like everyone hears what they want to hear.
Totally.
It's sort of the lesson there. But let's get into the email.
Okay. Dear J&J, only started listening to the podcast in the last few months. It's changed my life. Please help me. I love that. I've been hanging out with this guy who I met IRL in real life a year ago through friends, and then we ran into each other a few months ago and exchanged numbers after some good conversations, surprisingly good chemistry that for me was not there the first time we met. The momentum is off the charts slow, and I've done most of the initiating in terms of seeing each other, but he's given me very mixed signals. The relationship feels like something between rebounds. We are both recently out of relationships and casual dating. He says things like, I feel so comfortable around you. I hope you feel comfortable around me. And I love our conversations. When we first kissed, he said that was a long time coming. And then we ended up sleeping together. After that, we didn't hang out for a while. Then I ran into him while I was out. And we hung out for a couple hours and got cozy, but didn't kiss or anything. I later texted him that I wanted to make out with him, and he wrote back that he wanted to make out with me too. We finally hung out again and ended up kissing, and when I brought up that the momentum was really weird between us, he said he didn't know if we should keep it platonic or not because he wanted to be a good friend to me.
Okay.
I'm doing this for you.
Yeah, that's the annoying part. I'm doing this. This is for you. This is me being selfless. Yeah.
I was thrown off by this because our relationship has been flirty and datey, not friendly. But I'm not super invested in where the relationship goes, so I basically said we should keep just hooking up if we both want to because it's fun. The next time we hung out, we had sex, and then the following day I asked if he wanted to get drinks after his gig and got this response, see text message screenshot.
Just for context, I think just to summarize, because I think that'll be easier. So, okay, she was hanging out with this guy. They met a year ago through friends. They ran into each other a few months ago, exchanged numbers, and then the momentum was off, and then it seems like they hooked up. Like, what is this? Like, they run into each other and they hang out when they run into each other. And then he said he wants to be a good friend, so he's not going to, like, do anything else.
And then she takes that and says, well, let's keep hooking up because it is fun.
Right. Okay.
But I don't think she's being totally honest with that statement, because it's like, it feels like it's less fun for her than it is for him.
Right. Well, it seems like by saying that the momentum is really off in this, to me, that if she wouldn't say that if she was cool with just hooking up or being this friends with benefits thing. And the fact that she's saying that means that she's not, but she sounds like she's willing to just take the hookup thing anyway. And she assumes the hookup thing means she could just text him to hook up whenever.
Yeah. And she's looking for clues in his random things he says, like, I love our conversations. Like, okay. Means it's bigger than it really is to him.
Right. She's holding on to that.
So then after that, we didn't hang out for a while, ran into him while I was out. We hung out for a couple hours, got cozy, didn't kiss. I later texted him that I wanted to make out with him. And then we finally hung out again, ended up kissing. When I brought up the momentum was really weird between us, he said he didn't know if he'd keep it platonic. And then the next time we hung out, we had sex. And the following day, asked if he wanted it. So they had sex. And then the following day, she asked to get drinks.
And he's mentioned that he thinks they should be platonic friends.
Yes. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you are allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
All right, so let's read this text.
Okay, so this is him reading it. So you
this is him. So I'll go for it. Okay. I appreciate you wanting to come out to the gig tonight, and you know I'm always happy to see you. But I got to make sure my boundaries are transparent and that you know I like you as a friend. And I had a great time yesterday. Please don't get me wrong. Not trying to shut you down, just making sure my gig is the priority for me tonight. Okay.
Okay, so let's read the rest of her email.
So the rest goes, I'm very confused about what it means when he says friend. Like I said, I don't think our relationship has developed primarily as friendship. He's been flirty with me, bought me drinks, and initiated cuddling, long hugs, and kissing. Not to mention we've had sex twice. I personally don't have sex with my friends, even though I don't think I see him as someone I want to be in a committed relationship with. I don't see him as just a friend and felt like we were getting to know each other in a casual dating scenario. Does he actually mean friend? I interpret that to mean that he's not attracted to me and doesn't want to have sex with me, didn't enjoy having sex with me, or is he trying to say he just doesn't want anything serious? These mixed signals make me not really want to hang out with him anymore at all, but unfortunately I'm desperate for connection and will probably continue the relationship as platonic friends, no hooking up, and see if it gets better and less weird. Worst case scenario, I fall in love with him and have an unrequited crush for 5 years, which is what I normally do, so no biggie, lol. But I'm dying to know how Jared interprets this I like you as a friend move because I feel like it's relatable. Maybe I'm just really bad at sex. He has occasionally said he thinks I'm sexier, that something I'm doing in the bedroom is hot, but I honestly think he's just trying to talk himself into it. Translate, please. Thanks, anonymous sexy friend. What do you think?
Oof. This girl needs our help.
She needs our help.
I feel like, yes. And I feel like we're prepared to give it to her.
Yes. And this is, it is funny that you're like, she needs our help. This email, you've come to the right place. You could bring this to your therapist, which I'm sure a professional therapist would have different answers and different tools and, you know, the best tools for you. But we're going to give you some straight talk right now.
Yeah. I think I'm going to tell you what not to do. She says, these mixed signals make me not really want to hang out with him anymore at all, but unfortunately, I'm desperate for connection and will probably continue the relationship as platonic friends. No hooking up. No, you won't.
No.
That's the worst thing you could possibly do. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad because she does say, I'm desperate for a connection, but I think that's a good first step of self-awareness, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, I agree.
Is you're telling yourself, I'm settling for less than what I want because I'm desperate for a connection and I'll take whatever I can get. And honestly, sometimes it seems like that's better than nothing, but it's almost always worse than nothing. Like it's better to be lonely and introspective and then kind of say like, what am I doing here? Why do I ask yourself the questions? Why am I accepting this kind of behavior? Why do I not feel like I deserve to be with someone who wants to be with me instead of someone who's kind of just like giving me mixed messages or is telling me that they don't want to be with me? Even straight out, they're saying they don't want to be with me. Why do I still, what is it about this thing that makes me still mm-hmm. want to keep trying to make this work? I think that's a much better use of your time. And it might be like, it's like, again, it's kind of like, it doesn't feel as good as picking at the wound.
Yes.
But if you do that, you're eventually going to be, it's sort of like giving up temporary comfort for long-term satisfaction and happiness.
Yeah, I totally agree with everything said. I'm going to give it in, I'm going to like, you know, give it a metaphor, so to speak. I think that's the right word for it. Mm-hmm. You know, hanging out with someone who's turned you down is like licking a cheeseburger. Like you'll taste the cheeseburger, you'll smell it, but you'll never be full by it. You'll never be fulfilled by it. You'll never have it sitting in your stomach and going, ooh, that was a delicious cheeseburger. It'll never be anything. And I totally agree with you. Being friends with this person is the wrong move. You've already said in your email that it's not a friendship. It's right. romantic to you. I can tell you exactly what he means. Like she says, dying to know how Jared interprets this. I like you as a friend. I'll translate it for you right now. If I was him speaking to her, this is the, here's me, Jordana.
Unfiltered truth serum.
This yes. is me being him. I'm speaking honestly. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
I'm super attracted to you. I like hanging out with you. I don't see a future ever with you. I love having sex with you at my convenience. Nothing more. That's it.
Okay.
So he's saying friend, not because in the literal sense. And it's funny that she will extrapolate.
Yeah, she's taking little tiny...
Well, she'll
tiny
take,
things, yeah.
she'll take, I love our conversations and think that means more. And then she'll take, I like you as a friend and take it literally.
Right.
And it's like, you know, so it's like, I like you as a friend means that's a nice way of saying, I enjoy your company and think you're hot and sexy, but I will only have sex with you when it's convenient for me.
Right.
And he's already proven that because they had sex. They had, and he said, I had a great time. And then the next day she's like, let's do drinks. I got you on the horn. You got your gig. I'll be there after the gig. I'm ready. And he's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I want to protect my time.
Right.
See, his text is about centers on protecting his time and creating parameters, his parameters. So if you think of him as a house with a fence around it, he'll open the fence when he's fucking ready to. He's right. not going to open up that fence unless he's, you know, really looking, you know, unless it's going to be a good on his terms.
Yeah, he's trying to make it extremely clear that this isn't a thing where you guys just pop in.
No.
It's not a two-way street.
No, it's a one-way yeah. street. It's, yeah. It's him alley. And, you know, you can come down it when he has a block party, but he ain't having a block party every day.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code podcast15.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California king, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Listen, I understand from her perspective, like, this is annoying. She's like, wait a minute. I got all the materials to build a relationship. He likes me. Like, everything I'm saying, she's like, wait a minute, you're saying he enjoys my company. You're saying he thinks I'm hot. You're saying he enjoys the sex. Because she talks about like how he might not like the sex, maybe I'm bad at sex. That's not what it is at
all. That's not it. Yeah. That's not it. Yeah.
That, and also, it's immature to even say that. To me, right. To me, it's an immaturity to go, well, maybe it's the sex. Maybe he doesn't think I'm hot. No. Stop that. Right. Stop. Let's treat him like an adult.
Nothing to do with that.
Nothing to do with that. And also, you're treating him like a child. You're underestimating him. What I'm saying to you is he enjoys your company on his schedule, and he is not willing to move that because, honestly, and this is going to sound icky and this is very harsh, but I think she needs to hear this. Honestly, he is making a gamble that he will find better for him or as good for him when he is ready to make that time and he's not gigging. That would be my thought.
I think that's very accurate. And I mean, it feels very personal. It's not as personal as it feels, but I can understand how it would feel extremely personal. And totally. I understand, especially she's saying it herself again, I'm desperate for a connection. Why this is so hard, because it's like you have to constantly remind yourself that nothing is better than this. That this is not, you know what I mean? That this is not worth it. And that can be really hard if you're feeling really lonely. And that's kind of what I'm hearing from her, is that she's feeling really lonely. So she's willing to accept even a sexless friendship.
Well, you know, it's funny that you're totally right. Desperate for a connection is as her saying, there's nothing else out there. So I got to just deal with the one I'm dealing with.
Right.
And dealing with the one I'm dealing with is just sitting around the cheeseburger that you can't eat. You know?
Basically
saying, and I think we're both saying, there's other people out there that you're going to get that connection with, but you have to give up half a connection to go get that full connection at some point earlier than 5 years, that she puts it.
Yeah. And give up, honestly, like, again, if there's no one else, work on the connection that you have with your own self. I know that's like cheesy, and it's easier to say than do when you're feeling like alone with your own thoughts and feeling like lonely and no one likes you, and like you want to text this person because they would give you some attention if you know what I mean. It's better than you sitting there in your own head.
But doing that and like coming to terms with that and liking who you are on your own is going to get you a match that actually makes you happy. It's going to get you to a place where like you're not accepting this kind of stuff because you like yourself and you know other people should like you as much as that.
Totally agree. And also, in addition to that, hang out with your friends.
Yeah.
Hang out with your friends and family. Like, you need to recalibrate. I think what happens in these types of things is like you think this is normal.
Yeah.
You know, chasing after someone to like.
That's how it should go. Yeah.
When you hang with your friends and family, you go, oh, this is what full is.
Right.
This is what it's like. And I think we all need that reminder sometimes. I am one of those people. Like,
totally
when
agree.
I hang out, when I, like, after, like, if I don't see my friends or family for a long period of time, I kind of lose contact with, like, what is an enjoyable time.
Yeah, and what does it feel like to feel like I, like, a real connection?
Totally.
And that doesn't have to mean, obviously, like, romantic or sexual. It could just mean, like, what does it feel like to feel like the best version of myself and that I, like, am someone that people enjoy being with and just reaffirming to yourself that you're great.
Totally agree. Are we ready to hear a jingle? I think we solved this person's dating issue, but the jingles are coming in fast and furious. I love them. We put it at the end in case anyone is not a fan, but I think we got to play it.
Let's play it.
Hi, Jared and Jordana, longtime listener, first-time caller. Wanted to call in with a little jingle, so here goes nothing. So no one told you dating was going to be this way. But don't you worry, listener, we've got J&J. They're reading emails and they're talking awkward sex. And what to do if you hear from your stupid ex. Because they'll be there for you. When that guy doesn't call,
aww,
they'll be there for you. But when you DTR this fall, they'll be there for you. It's the You A Podcast crew.
She even hit the last note.
Please send me to Hollywood. Thanks. Bye.
She hit it strong. Oh, my God. That was amazing. I mean, one note, if I'm allowed.
Okay, Randy, let's hear it.
I want the clap.
Yeah, let's get the, what is it? It's like, I don't know. That's not the right clap either. I'm not any better at this. I'm not any better.
Oh my God, Jordana. You
I'm holding
like
a mic too. Okay.
No, it was amazing.
You're like, I've never seen anyone clap in a more awkward way before.
I've never. It looked like two people high-fiving over the Zoom. Okay, hold on.
Oh yeah, that's much better. Well, you're in the music industry. Sort
I'm
of.
Musically inclined. Yeah,
yes, no, that's better. That was, musically inclined, better yeah. than.
That was amazing. I loved.
I love the lyrics too.
The lyrics were unbelievable. I would love it if this person matched up with someone who's like got that recording space and really put something together. Like that was so good.
Yeah. Such talented listeners.
The most talented, the most wonderful.
They amaze me every week.
Yes, every week. And listen, we amaze ourselves. We solve dating every week. We did every it again. People, if you're out there, share with a friend. If you enjoyed this episode, let them know. I thought this was a great conversation. And we'll be back on Wednesday.
All right. We'll see you Wednesday. Bye.
You Up is produced by Sean Kilby and Jorge Morales Pico. Editing by Sean Kilby. Social media by Maddie Paul. Guest booking by Nicole Pellegrino. Be sure to follow at You Up Pod on Instagram and Twitter. And send us your emails to youup@betches.com. Betches.